This is a kind of mind that you and I have to operate in if we want to take the body of Christ into its fullness in terms of what we're to do here in this earth.
Is it possible to understand how the kingdom of God operates? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland and his special guest Bill Winston as they continue their dynamic teaching, Chosen of God.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer and we get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just praise you and thank you. We rejoice in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we receive your anointing today on Bill Winston, on this entire radio and television audience. And we thank you for revelation from heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Brother Bill, let's go over here to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
All right.
And let's begin reading here, actually with the 9th verse.
Okay.
It is written, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us. But God hath revealed them. Listen to the difference there. I had not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things that God prepared for them that love it. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Peter said, we are chosen generation. He's revealed them unto us. Why? So we can give them back out.
Yes.
For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. What man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. I want to believe I received that. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Lord, we receive that. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. He that is spiritual judges, or he sees into all things. Yet he himself is judged or seen into by no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have available to us Jesus' mental anointing. We've been given a sound mind. Not a fear, but a sound mind. I need to know more about what you've learned, about tapping into that, tapping into God's master plan, tapping into how do I live in the kingdom of God right here in this world. I don't put that off till I get to heaven. You don't need it when you get to heaven.
Right now.
You need it right now. Now is when the struggle is. So, take us in there, Bill. I've watched your life now for years, and you have ministered to me, and you've ministered to my family over this, and I have such a desire, such a strong yearning in me to get this over to people so we can all pull together and move the blessing of God into another level of our receiving it. Because, Bill, I'll tell you what, man, it ain't getting no better out there in the world. And we have to be, we're the world's point of contact, man, with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, sir.
But you ain't going to be any good if you ain't got nothing to do with. Amen?
It's up here.
That mind of Christ is a mind that Adam had before the fall. And God is restoring some things here. He's bringing us back to this. And this is what Jesus flowed in when he was here. And this up here, just before you read that, it says here in verse 6, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, but nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." So right there, there was a wisdom that Jesus was operating in that Satan couldn't apprehend. He didn't know that wisdom. And he thought he was killing Jesus and planted him. And because of his lack of wisdom and being able to discern, God could use Satan's bad for mankind's good. Mm-hmm. And here's Jesus planted. Now he's coming on up. Now, I'm saying that this is a kind of mind that you and I have to operate in if we want to take the body of Christ into its fullness in terms of what we're to do here in this earth. The Ephesians talk about the manifold wisdom of God, and that's going to be displayed through the church. And what has to happen, even though we come into the kingdom, we've got to renew our minds so that we'll receive that kingdom reality and be able to manifest what God wants to manifest in this earth. Mm. Now, this is, let me just use some examples here, because we're talking about thinking like God. That's what we're talking about.
That's really the bottom line.
Oh, that's what it's talking about.
Absolutely.
We're talking about thinking like God. So when... This is me now. I believe just as you have natural knowledge and technology and so forth to take us on, I think the same thing is in the spirit. And that when that is not happening in the spirit, there is an impediment somewhere. And that we need to come back and address that to see why that impediment is there. And I believe part of that impediment has been there because we have been trying to get into the fullness with other than a kingdom mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have to do is come back over here, model this thing of just like Jesus did. Because he said something to the disciples. He said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." And we know we're talking about a place to sleep. We know that Jesus had a place to sleep. We could talk about it. But I'm thinking now, because foxes' holes, that's where they lay eggs. Eggs, nests where they lay eggs. So we're talking about now, I'm saying that Jesus being the head out of Ephesians chapter 5, he now has got a download to this body, but he's got no place to lay his head. So he had to prophetically speak church into the earth. And once he did that, now he's got to bring the church into a kingdom mentality. Mm-hmm. And that over there was Acts chapter 1, where he now is going to teach this church this whole give them a kingdom summit and teach this church things about the kingdom of God for 40 days, getting their minds and whole things reoriented, letting them see, because he can download now, because you know it said you can't put new wine in old wineskin. So you got to change that. You got to change the receiver of that thing. We got an iPod today, and that iPod can download. I got DVDs on my iPod and so forth, and I'm saying it's the same thing about the body of Christ. So we got to be open to receive a revelation from him. Right?
Now, you talked about that iPod.
Yes, sir.
You know how come I don't have all that on my iPod?
Well, I don't know how it works.
Now, that's the difference.
Okay, uh-huh.
Jesus is downloading into one man over here.
Yes, he is.
Well, then why don't he download into me? Because you don't know how it works. You ain't plugged in. You still trying to think
cassette tape.
I mean, you know.
And we've gone on
that is
now.
A good illustration.
Sure
of
it is. All truth is parallel.
The iPod will work for me the same as work for you. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem of the iPod don't like me.
Nope.
It's a problem. I don't like it. I haven't taken the time to learn how to operate the thing.
Absolutely.
And as long as I don't,
yep.
I can't think iPod. I got to do something else that's behind in its technology. Well, the whole world is behind in heaven's technology.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So even when you hit the first dimension of technology in the spirit, you still got several dimensions that you can climb to.
Well, then I said comparing spiritual things.
Things are spiritual. Yeah. See, and so God is taking us back to where he had Adam because he didn't learn, he discerned. And God is taking us back to this manifestation, to this lifestyle. He's restoring all things. And he's having us to see things in a way, and instead of being taught, we almost... You almost got to just, it's got to be caught. You know what I mean? It's got to be something that comes in. Now, we know the Holy Ghost is a teacher. Now, so if we did this, now Jesus is teaching them how the kingdom of God works. And you can see that over in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And he's talking for 40 days. He's teaching them all on the kingdom. Now, understand his priority. His priority is teaching them about the kingdom, not teaching them about the Catholics or the Baptists or whatever. And I'm not saying anything bad about any denomination. I'm just saying he taught them on the kingdom. Now, all that other split came in there because of man. But God had one church, and the one church was functioning based on the kingdom of God. And so he was downloading information. Now, how did he do that with me? Well, first of all, the Bible says God puts water on ground that's thirsty. I mean, you got to want this. There's something in a person that's got to be hungry for it. If they think they got everything, then God can't give them anything else because they got everything. And that's what sometimes religion does. And it sets up this little fence around what you got and says, I got a moratorium on revelation and I ain't no more outside of me. And that's not true because it's just like technology. God is continuing to move even from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. I have more understanding than all my teachers. As you go on further and further and further, learning more and more and more. So I'm just saying, here's the Apostle Paul. Now, God is going to deal with the Apostle Paul because he's calling Paul, downloaded something in him over there in Arabia, downloaded something in him because now Apostle Paul got to take something to the world because his mission is to take God's word to the Gentiles. And so God's not got to put that in him. So that's why it says here that the Holy Spirit is the one who is the teacher of this thing. And Paul now is going to receive it and then be able to take it to the world. Now, this scripture that I'm about to turn to now, you showed me years ago. And I took it, never let it go, because it applies to so many areas that I'm even teaching today, because it was a foundational example of this idea of having a revelation that the enemy or the world cannot get to. It's not that they want it and desire to have it or don't desire to have it. It's that they can't reach it. The mysteries of the kingdom are things that are beyond natural comprehension.
Oh, that's right.
So you can't even reach
it. Born again, man, doesn't have any access to it because his spirit's spiritually dead.
Exactly.
By being spiritually dead just means he's not connected to God.
Yep.
Now,
that's right.
And once you get connected to Jesus,
then he can.
Then it can download.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. So
let's go back and look at that iPod again. I mean, here you got, you hook something to that computer that's got all the information in it, but there are no batteries in it. It's dead.
Right.
You ain't going to get anything downloaded in there. There's not anything to receive it. You make Jesus the Lord of your life. Life.
Now you got to receive it.
Life, now you got to receive it.
Ah, Lord. Now let's look at this. Let's look at Galatians, and we'll come back here to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, because that is a powerful, powerful chapter. Galatians chapter 1, and In Galatians chapter 1, again, like I said, this is the thing that you pointed out, and I never lost it because this was profound. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11 and 12. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me was not after man, is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
All right, so it came by revelation. Now, we're talking about a higher kind of knowledge now, because we're not talking about just information, something that I can gather with my senses, something that I can go to the university and look on the blackboard and get it so forth and rotely remember it. I'm talking about something that came directly from God into my spirit and bypassed those other circuits.
Revealed, no.
There you go.
Revelation.
It was downloaded. Now, let's look here at verse 15.
So I need the concept that this is information coming from God to my spirit, to my mind, and not coming from my mind down into my spirit.
There you go.
This is a direct hookup.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
And that is key. Now, that verse, we want to go to this other verse, Proverbs chapter 20. But let's look at this one first. He said in verse 15, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, notice what had to happen. Now, he had to receive this by faith into his spirit. Once he did that, he didn't check with his natural mind to see if it...
Oh, yeah.
See there?
Yeah.
Why? Because it came from another kingdom.
Yeah, I see it.
It doesn't agree. This world programmed us so that we wouldn't agree with that. And that's the way the enemy holds people in bondage, because he makes it so that their minds feel that if they do that, they're going to starve to death. If they do that, they're going to give out. If they do that, it's not going to work out right. But that will make them free. That which comes from God directly into your spirit is the truth. And it's going to break all the bondages. And as your mind is saturated with it, you have the mind of Christ.
Yeah, praise God. And now, when you don't challenge that, you say, yep, that's the truth, that's what God said, and I don't care of my life, my da-da-da-da-da. As it's going into your heart, what's it doing? Creating faith.
It sure is.
It starts creating faith.
Yes, sir, Brother Cole.
Faith cometh by hearing,
hearing
by the word of God.
Yes, sir. Now, here's a case in point, all right? Let's look back at this, because we talk about how this kingdom works now. So, God speaks to me, and I come out of service, out of a building that we were renting on every Sunday and every Wednesday night, and he says, purchase that mall over there. Well, now, that was outside of the scope of what I believed was possible. That's the truth. That when he said that, I'm thinking I'm hearing things. Came out the next Sunday, he said it again. And out the next Sunday, I said, my Lord. I said, now, Lord, how am I going to do that? Now, I had to now expand my thinking so that I could believe that that was possible. And I took the word of God that he gave me as a seed to meditate on, to help expand my thinking that that was possible.
Worst thing you could have done was said, aha, no, ain't no way. That couldn't have been God. I'd do something like that. You'd have just choked it off.
That choked it right off.
Now, the problem with that is it wouldn't just choke off the buying of the mall. It would when you choke one thing off, you choke off another. If I close off, you're going to close off. Your faith is going to start choking, and until you go back to the last thing God told you to do and at least agree with
it. Yes, indeed.
Then you got the rest of it choked off.
Now, notice the first thing I did. I compared what he spoke to me to what other folk had done. And I didn't know anybody that had done that. So that helped me to try not to receive what he was trying to put in my spirit.
Yeah.
And so what happened? I went over there and got a word that he gave me over in Joshua. I began to meditate it. All of a sudden, that thing looked possible. I took one of the members of the church who's a contractor. I said, go over there to that mall and look at that thing and see what it would take for us to move over there and have our church over there at that mall. He went over there. He came back and said, Pastor, right on the east end of that mall, we could buy that and we could have our church right over there. I said, I'm not talking about the east end. I'm talking about the whole mall.
The whole mall.
Now, this was absurd. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, think about this. The church is responsible for this entire planet.
Yes, sir.
I know we're talking about the drug problem. I know we're talking about but wait a minute. Maybe they got a problem because we're not out there.
Well, there's no question about it, Bill. All failure since Jesus has been raised from the dead and the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, all failure is going to be laid at the foot of the body of Christ and what we did not do.
There you go.
And not being who we call to be and what we're called to be. They're not failing because of the devil. He's been defeated. They're failing because they don't know any better.
Now, Brother Copeland, let's go to Psalm chapter 82. Praise God. I come down here and you just lead me into every one of these scriptures.
I didn't do it. No.
It's just amazing.
That's the Spirit of God led in the 82, is that
82, Psalm 82. Let's just look 82. At this real quick because we'll have to continue next time. It says in verse 1, but God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, and he judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
The number one weapon of Satan is ignorance.
Walking in darkness.
Walking in darkness, because he is defeated.
My goodness. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, he
is defeated.
Praise God forevermore. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, we open our hearts and our minds. We receive our responsibilities here. We receive the revelation of it from heaven itself. And we thank you. We pray over our minds. We are determined to renew our minds to kingdom thinking, Word of God thinking, instead of natural thinking of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Whew. Brother Bill and I will be back in just a moment.
From the moment the world discovered an empty tomb, mankind's access to divinity no longer knew walls or boundaries. And in the new series, Understanding Our Divinity, Kingdom Mentality, Pastor Bill Winston outlines a central reality for every believer, that through Christ you are the righteousness of God. Divinity is in you. This series examines the practical reality of the fact that the church is not housed in walls, but in the faith-filled hearts of every believer called out to transform the world. Learn what it takes to cultivate the kingdom mentality and how that mentality will change your home, your community, and nations. Understand the divinity that is in you, placed there by the Almighty God, and fear and worry give way to courage and divine confidence. Walk this earth with a kingdom mentality and live free, knowing no lack. Understand the divinity God bestows on every believer and live every day sharing in the victory of the empty tomb. Boundless joy and abundant life.
To request your copy of Understanding Our Divinity, Kingdom Mentality, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This dynamic new teaching by Bill Winston is now specially priced at just $20 and is available on 4 CDs or DVDs. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Find your place in God's kingdom. Order today.
Now, the first step, in fact, we've already talked about this, too, in walking in the kingdom of God, think about this. If you're going to walk around in the room, you got to go through the door. Whatever you're going to get into, you have to go through the door. Jesus is the door to the kingdom of God. Now, it's not just because he wanted to be hard-nosed about it. I mean, it's because there was no other way to do it. Amen. Well, aren't there many ways into that kingdom? No, if there was, everybody'd be in it. No. He is the way. Now, accepting him as Lord and Savior activates everything that he did. His going to the cross, his going to hell and suffering there, his being raised from the dead, being seated at the right hand of majesty on high. He's done all of that. The only thing he couldn't do was pray your prayer. And as you pray it, all of these other things go into action. Your spirit is literally reborn. His life eternal is imparted into your spirit, and the connection is made. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You shall be connected. You shall be made sound and strong and whole. So just pray with Brother Bill and I right now. I will lead you in prayer, and then you pray it out loud so you can hear it with your own ears. Oh, God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I believe with all my heart Jesus has been raised from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I repent of sin. I receive my forgiveness. I renounce the past. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, use the information on your screen. Write and let us know. Call and let us know. I'll send you these little books to help you get started reading your Bible. Praise God. We'll see you again tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Request your free salvation package online at kcm.org. 5 free books that will help you begin your exciting new walk with God. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, your year to receive the blessing without measure.
It's like going from the shallow end of the pool to jumping into the deep end of the pool.
Jump into faith, hope, and love at the 2008 Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th through 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar for 6 empowering days with believers from around the world. Experience the presence of God in worship and immerse yourself in God's Word as it changes you forever. Special services also include Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school. There's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.